Iridium is not magnetic in the traditional sense but is paramagnetic, meaning it experiences weak attraction to magnetic fields due to unpaired electrons in its 5D orbitals. This weak magnetic response makes it impossible to test iridium purity using magnets, as the attraction is too subtle to detect reliably. Pure iridium bullion is extremely rare, with only 248,000 ounces produced annually, and just 2% used for bullion. Pure iridium jewelry doesn't exist commercially because the metal is too expensive, hard, and difficult to work with. Instead, iridium is commonly alloyed with other metals, like platinum to enhance durability while maintaining paramagnetism. Comparing iridium to other precious metals, it's more magnetic than gold and silver, which are diamagnetic and weakly repelled by magnets. Slightly more magnetic than platinum, but less magnetic than palladium and ruthenium. All these differences are minimal and primarily detectable through laboratory measurements. Interestingly, iridium can lose its paramagnetic properties under extreme conditions. At very low temperatures, it undergoes magnetic ordering and becomes completely non-magnetic. Raw iridium maintains the same paramagnetic properties as refined iridium, and it's typically recovered as a byproduct during platinum, nickel, and copper refining rather than being mined directly.